We kicked off the week on the eve of Australian cricket's Night of Nights, and we're joined by the top awards namesake, Alan Border.
Are you allowed to have a couple? I would have thought it could get a bit loose.
No, look, I have recurring nightmares about doing something stupid.
Where's the trouble likely to come from?
Well, I remember Michael Slater jumped off the stage one year with...
He did a Kanye West. He actually ran onto the stage.
Denise Scott gave us a glimpse into life after 39 years of marriage.
Yeah, you know, we haven't got kids. We've got nothing to live for. You know what I mean?
Oh,
John looked at me and said, oh, it's our anniversary. And I went, is it? And then we just stared at one another and just kept repeating, 39 years. God! John said, you know, do you want to go to a movie? I went, nah. And then he said, what about I make you an Aperol Spritz? So we have a bucket of Aperol Spritz and toast.
What are you, on schoolies week?
We just went back to bed and within seconds we're...
Tuesday, the all-important, most powerful women in Australian FM radio list was released.
You've managed to get from, was it ninth last year?
I was a bit disappointed last year.
So you're now number six. Who can you topple?
If I see Bickmore, she's number four and I'm number six, I'll cut her. Keller, she's dead to me. Kate Ritchie, I've known Kate for a long time. And you know what, Kate, might be time to, you know, go back to acting.
What do you rate more highly, your six in radio or your 94 in Maxim's Hot 100?
Yeah, good question.
It's so difficult.
Stage, screen and comedy legend Jason Alexander joined us ahead of his national tour. Though, oddly, his first visit to Oz was for Bryn Gordon and Jeffrey Edelston's wedding.
I think I had to get up and give a toast to two people I had never met. And I can't believe those kids didn't make it. It was such a fairy tale romance.
Oh, yeah.
The moment he realised George from Seinfeld was Larry David's alter ego.
A script came to the table and it just seemed preposterous to me. So I went to Larry and I said, Larry, please help me with this because this would never happen. But if it did, nobody would react like this. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. This happened to me and this is exactly what I did.
And the story behind the iconic...
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
...scene.
Up until the day of... There was a different ending, and it wasn't that. We did the scene as written, and then they had a little powwow, and Larry came over to me and said, how quickly can you learn a monologue? I said, and he wrote this thing, and it was brilliant.
You didn't rehearse it?
Because the audience was already there.
Right.
We ran it once for the cameras, but the audience couldn't see it, and then they pulled the curtain away, and we did it one time for the audience, and that's the take that's
wow.
in the show.
Jane had a bizarre dream about Mick.
You had pulled up in a car, and you don't drive now, so that was weird. You kept urging me to get in your car, and I've looked it up. It says it represents a direction you're headed in. You're losing your motivation or feeling directionless.
So the vehicle is Kennedy Malloy.
And you're urging me to stay.
And you're going,
and
no,
I'm just lumbered
I
with you.
I want to go do Studio 10.
Mick arrived Wednesday sporting an accidental new look.
Had a beard for ages.
I've had a beard for ages. I'm clean
and,
shaven.
And the reason why you are beardless?
So I went into the bathroom and I went to use a clippers, but I forgot to put the guard on.
So you just went Wooshka the whole lot?
I mean, not straight away. I went through all the usuals, the Hitler, the Chaplain, the David Niven, your bikey, goatee. I mean, once you're going, you're committed, you may as well have a run at them all.
And listeners were quick to offer feedback on our socials.
They really want the beard back.
My feelings are very hurt.
Tezdook said, looks like someone shoved a bike pump in his mouth and blew his head off.
The relaxed runner says, chin's up, mate.
Oh, sorry, Dave. I didn't realise you were involved in this.
Reading the comments.
Tom Bellard updated us on his cousin's delayed kitchen renovations.
They have a delightful dog named Maxie, who's 12 years old. And I was like, hey, what are you waiting for a renovation? He said, I'm waiting for Maxie to die.
And what's that? How's the dog's death connected to renovating
a
kitchen?
When they do the renovations, they'll leave the house, they'll go somewhere else. It's a bit of a hassle with the dog, and the dog will be running around and get very scared.
The dog's days are numbered.
No.
I would have thought 12 was a good innings.
It's already
it seems
12.
Harsh, but then I realised, well, I'm waiting to buy a house, I'm waiting for my parents to die. So
our resident budget-conscious romantic Dange was splashing out this Valentine's Day.
This year, me and Mr. Dange are going to go see Michael Bublé.
That's
what?
Very nice.
Yes.
So obviously you've gone out, queued up, and bought these tickets.
Oh, that would have cost a lot.
No.
Oh, you got free tickets.
Wow. My good friends at Warner Music have come through.
Legend of the rock scene, Alice Cooper joined us and shared tales from a remarkable career, including the time he appeared on The Muppet Show.
I never had so much fun in my life.
Yeah.
You're rehearsing so much with the Muppets that they become people. So I'm sitting there with Miss Piggy.
Were you drinking heavily at this stage?
So I'm telling you, I'm sitting there with Miss Piggy and we're rehearsing and I said, Piggy, it'd be a great idea if you like put your head on my shoulder. Oh. Am I there? She goes, oh, that's a good idea.
And her voice.
And pretty surreal as I'm talking to a guy's hand and a piece of felt. But she's reacting exactly the way a human does.
That's the way it should be.
And then, you know, like Kermit comes in, and pretty soon he was getting a little mad because she was coming on to me.
He attempted to clear up the infamous chicken incident.
I know, I didn't bring the chicken.
You didn't bring the chicken.
Now, I've never been on a farm in my life. I'm from Detroit. It had wings. Chickens don't fly as much as they plummet. The audience tore it to pieces. And the next thing you know, Alice Cooper kills chicken. Now, Frank Zappa calls me. He says, did you kill a chicken on stage last night? And I went, no. He goes, well, don't tell anybody. They love it. Right there, I went, aha.
But we finish a massive week on Kennedy Malloy with this important public safety message from none other than the man himself.
Here's something you have to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
I'm thinking about Australia, and I'm looking at where the fire is.
Uh-huh.
Where are the snakes going?
Correct.
Somewhere in your sewers, there's millions of snakes. Yeah. They're going towards Sydney and
You're
Melbourne.
You're the first person who's brought that up, actually.
So we see rattlers every day in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And we literally pick them up with our putter and put them out in the desert.
But will they kill you, a rattler?
Yeah.